gone somewhere, strike up a conversation. He's had thoughts, you had. Next thing you know, I'm in a little tutu in a West L.A. apartment, hopping around singing, "It had to be you. It had to be you. No other guy can make me so high. It had to be you. Oh, how I feel when you make me squeal. Stars above, it's just unreal. It just had to be you for gobbledygook. Oh, it's so nice when you cut a slice. It had to be you. So, Mr. Macho, can you please explain your perverted need to plug my drain? It had to be you. Had to be you. It had to be you. Contentment in washing the dishes, cleaning off the remnants of last night's meal. Oh, this is Clinton's dish. Yeah, this is so nice. Hey, punk. Oh, Clinton, wasn't expecting you home. How come you're smiling, punk? Washing the dishes. I know you hate to wash the dishes.
Well, the reason I'm smiling, Clinton, is because I'm keeping your house tidy. And it makes me smile because I know you like a neat and tidy, you're very anal, and you like the house very neat and tidy and everything in its place. So I'm cleaning the dishes and I'm smiling with contentment knowing I'm pleasing you.
You wouldn't have somebody under the sink giving you snarling, would you, punk? Could that be the reason for the smile? You got one of your dip friends in there, and he's working that puppy?
Well, Clinton.
Who's ever under there, come on out now, or I'll blow your head clean off.
From me to you, darling, how do you like it?
I don't want it from you. Get out of my house.
Clinton, this is Ramon, Clinton, and for God's sakes, I'd like you to be a little more friendly. You're always insulting my friend. Clinton, you've seen him on the movies, here he is in person.
Well, I suppose he has an interesting face and body, but it turns me right off because he can't talk intelligently about art.
Art?
I hate art, punk.
Clinton, I'm afraid. Please, Clinton, enjoy my friend.
Get out, Ramon. Get out or die.
All right, Ramon, you'd better go. When he gets like this, there's no talking to him.
How can a sensitive artist like you live with such an insensitive bull like that?
Well, you know, you ought to see the package on the guy, Ramon. I mean, he has got some serious trouser meat.
Anyway, I'll call you down at the salon, okay?
What the hell is he doing under there, punk?
Well, you see, Ramon's a plumber in his spare time, and, you know, Clinton, every morning you like to have your bacon and eggs, sausage and eggs. A lot of mad. And when I pour the leavings from the frying pan, here, look, let me get down on my knees and show you what the problem is. You see, down here, right here by the U-bend, from every day pouring that bacon fat down the drain, our pipes were clogged with grease.